Okay. Sorry about that, folks. We hadn't been on in a couple of weeks, and I think maybe a mouse or something has been in here and turned some of our equipment down or something, but I think we're hopefully up and ready to go. Got Ray Norr sitting here with me this morning. Will I've got any other guests coming in or not? We had a couple to cancel this morning, so Ray and I may get to talk for an hour or two here this morning until we run out of time, but we're glad to have everyone sitting in with us this morning. Like I said, on this beautiful morning, I know it's a little drizzly, but any morning we get up and step out into the world, it's another beautiful morning. And I want to remind everyone that we're, of course, coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial, 101.5 WVFB-FM. It is Kicks Country, right here live and direct from Salina, Tennessee. We've got the corner room here. We've got, well, our fireplace went out a minute ago, so we've turned a little electric heat on this morning. We don't need a whole lot of heat. It's not real cold, but we'd like to welcome everyone in, and we're going to sit around the heater here and have a little discussion here in a few minutes. But right now, we're going to take a little short break, and we'll be right back, and we'll have some county news and some other things to talk about. So come back in just a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're sitting in here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. We have got a busy, busy weekend coming up here in Salina this weekend. We'll get into more details on that here in a few minutes. But first off, we'll remind everyone about the Birthday and Anniversary Club here on 101.5 Kicks Country on the Clay County Corner. And also, we want to remind everyone that we're, of course, here every Thursday, live and direct. And then we have a rebroadcast about 6 o'clock tonight. And remind everyone, if they would, to tune in if they miss this one, and or if they listen to this one and know someone that might want to hear what we talked about today, tell your neighbors about it and have them tune us in tonight about 6 o'clock. But like I said, we've got a whole bunch of things going on here in Salina this weekend. Just to briefly touch on them, then we'll come back a little bit later and talk about them a bit more in detail. But also, once again, let's jump back to our birthday and anniversary club. And that is, of course, the number is 243-5574. And you will get an answering machine here. And remember to speak slowly and clearly. And leave us a number so if we need to get back in contact with you, we can, to clarify what the message you've left us. Because sometimes these machines don't work as, they don't listen hardly as well as we do. Of course, some of us don't listen very well, too, occasionally. But once again, the number is 243-5574. And every Thursday, we do give away a birthday and anniversary cake from the Salina Dairy Queen. And also, while we're on that subject, let's talk about the fact that you need to go over there and visit those folks. I know they have a tremendous breakfast every morning, and they still got the $5 meal deal going on during the day where you get your drink and your sandwich or your chicken strips or a hot dog, or I think maybe they've got some chicken roll-ups or something included in that now, plus a sundae for $5. You can't beat that deal anywhere. We might say if this had been about 40 years ago, you can't beat that deal at Harvey's. But we don't have Harvey's anymore in Tennessee, I don't reckon. So that used to be one of the big things when we were small kids. You know, they had their radio broadcast, and one of their little lines was a tremendous little line, Harvey's is your Santa Claus. Some real original advertising there. Well, I've got Ray Norris from over at the Clay Chambers sitting here this morning, and I know he's got a special event he wants to talk about, and then we may, there's no telling where we may wander off. Ray, did you get a hold of anybody else?
Yeah, Mayor Reagan will be here shortly.
Okay, we got Mayor Reagan come back up again. We always enjoy having him here, and seems like when someone else can't make it, he's always available for us, and we're glad to have him, and he always has some interesting stuff. And Ray, I know right now that the main reason you're here today is for a meeting that's taking place tonight, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct, Thomas. Tonight at 6:30 at the high school cafeteria, having a planning session that will be conducted by some of the folks from PVA. They have a group of people, professional people, that assist in planning meetings. So tonight's meeting at 6:30, everybody's invited, free to the public, and we encourage your participation. The gist of it is we're all going to come together, those that want to participate, and provide our own individual opinions and ideas on what Clay County should consider for the future. And once this particular meeting is over, it'll probably take a couple hours anyway to get everybody to have a chance to say their piece. The folks from TVA will document all of the ideas, take them back to their office, and they have a program where they sort, catalog, and then put it back together as a planning document, which our goal is to make this into a strategic plan for Clay County.
Well, you know, that's something that I don't know where, you know, we've had, we have folks that come in and say, you know, we'd like to have this going on at a certain time, but, you know, we having things written down to look at, and I'm going to look across and read the little flyer here. Of course, you know, you just said the headline of this is Clay County's future development depends on you, and that means everyone in the county, doesn't it, Ray?
Absolutely.
Not just our elected officials. And
right.
Everyone. And as you said, this is to provide a blueprint for a wide variety of topics, including jobs, economic development, housing, neighborhoods, land use, infrastructure, community services, and education. And, you know, one of the things here, I see this question, where have we been going over the course of the past decade, and where are we going? Well, you know, sometimes if you don't have, you know, this checklist of things, you know, what do we need to do? When do we need to get it done? And look like, you know, this is something that I know Dr. Young had a big fancy name for this thing, but it's a planning meeting. And I've been to one of these for when we did the thing on the, I guess, the scenic byway, where we met at different places. And I think maybe we got some grant money for that. And it's an eye-opener. To get people, you know, if we can get people from all different parts of the community to come in and say, you know, well, what does our community need? And it doesn't have to be a, you know, a 300-job factory out at one end of the county or something. And it can be, you know, basically anything that we need. So we hadn't got a chair for the mayor to sit in when he came in. We're not really prepared. We've been off too long, I think. Sit down there and pull your microphone up there, Mr. Mayor, and we'll let him do a voice check, see if he's working.
Good morning.
All right, I believe he's working. Okay, we've got two sitting here, but right, let's get back to the meeting that's coming up tonight.
Well, this is an opportunity for every citizen in Clay County to have their 2 cents worth considered. Everybody has ideas on what they think we should look at or try to do, and this is everybody's opportunity to participate and get your ideas before the county. Here again, this will be processed through the TVA folks, and they will consolidate and put all this in some meaningful sequence for us to look at. And we don't do this very often, that's obvious. A strategic plan, this could be good for 10 or 20 years, depending on how much detail is involved, how many different ideas are submitted, and we value everybody's opinion. Doesn't mean that it's gonna work, but we're gonna consider all the opinions that everybody puts into this, and it's everybody's chance to get involved, and we do appreciate that.
Well, you know, this, like you said, this is something that we get down here because you know, the three of us, you know, 10 years from now, more than likely we won't be sitting here having planned things for Clay County. But if there's a plan in place, that it doesn't matter who our elected officials are, it doesn't matter who the in charge of the Clay County Chamber, it doesn't matter who's governor, it doesn't matter who's president. But if we've got something down for our county, for our next group of officials that come in, can sit down and look at it and say, hey, you know, this is started, and what can I do to make sure that it gets completed?
You're exactly right. A strategic plan transcends or lives beyond everybody who created it, if it's done well.
And, well, you know, hopefully with the professional help that TVA can provide, and they, you know, they've been in this business of providing economic development for this area for longer than, I guess, about as long as we've been here, maybe something even longer than I've been here.
Longer than
all of us, I guess.
Yes,
because the TVA commission was, I guess, established back in the late 1930s.
Right.
I guess we came into being a little later than that, most of us, I guess.
I was about a decade or so later, yeah.
They have, Thomas, and also, you know, it's good to have anything, you know, to have a blueprint to go by. And I think that you hit the nail on the head there a moment ago, because years down the road, you know, if the Lord lets this world stand and everything, you know, there's going to be, we need to be making preparations so that the next generation coming up can have something to follow through with and everything. And like Ray said, it may not be exactly, you know, it can always be tweaked. There's no doubt about that and everything, but you absolutely need something to kind of give you some guidance and everything to go by, because like you said, TVA has been in this business for a long time. A lot of folks may not realize it and everything, but there's a great big part in the spec building that we've got going on down there right now, the Cumberland Bio Science Company that's coming in and everything. So they're a great bunch to work with, and I know that their intentions is to try to help. And we just encourage everybody to come out. We want your input, that's for sure.
You know, and you know what? No matter whose idea it is, or how small that they think that idea is, or you know, it may be a small idea to begin with, because you know, all major ideas come from just one thought, something by someone somewhere. And you know, that thought may exist here in Clay County if we can just get it out and expand upon it, build upon it, and you know. We have the basic intelligence here in this county to conquer any problem if we can get everyone working together and get everyone to meet and discuss and talk about the things we need here in the county.
Well, all things starts from somewhere. And I've had folks to come up to me and say, well, you know, different counties and stuff, you know, that where they're at and how can we get there and what, you know. Well, it all started from an idea by somebody, and a group got behind it and kept, enforcing it as far as that goes, and that's what we've got to do around here in the county and the city and everything, because I've been here now going on 9 years, and I can see things, and I'm not saying, you know, it's anything to have to do with me. I'm just saying, you know, I can see a joint effort on a lot of different folks' part and everything that has started everything different.
Okay, let's take a little short break and come back. I'm glad to have you two gentlemen sitting here together. I think that, of course, Dale and I have been here a number of times yet. We haven't had Ray with us. We might make him work harder today than he really wants to.
They ain't no telling what we're getting into.
But let's take a short break. We do need to earn a little bit of money for the radio station here, because we do want to keep broadcasting this thing every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And, of course, part of this is compliments of the three-star program and the Clay County Chamber. I know they help sponsor all this, but we've got other local sponsors here. And let's hear a word from them.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here at the Clay County Courthouse, historic Clay County Courthouse here on the square. And I've got Mayor Dale Reagan sitting here, and we've got, a gentleman from the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're sitting here talking about the meeting tonight with the Tennessee Valley Authority, and I'm looking down through here, and it says, you know, it's sponsored by the TVA, Tri-County Electric Co-op, the Clay County Mayor and Commissioners, City of Salina Mayor and Alderman, the Clay County Chamber, and the Clay County Three Star. And, you know, one of the things I see here, you know, the questions are, you know, where will we be 10 years from today? You know, and you know, that's what we're looking for. You know, a whole lot of people, sometimes a lot of us don't plan for tomorrow as well as we should, but, you know, we're looking out for, you know, at least 10 years in the future. You know, where will Clay County be? You know, what will happen with our economic interest around here, our tourist trade? You know, what's going to happen with our fish hatchery? See, all these things are things that can change. But, you know, if we've got that plan down on paper, you know, hopefully if any changes we get, it'll be changed for the better. Gentlemen, I mean, let's talk about that a little bit. You know, what kind of changes what kind of ideas are we really looking for?
Before we get to that, Thomas, I'd just like to reflect. We don't know what it's going to be 10 or 20 years from now, but let's look back 10 years and let's look back 20 years and look at the change we've had already. Some of it was not for the better. You know, this entire part of the country lost a lot of jobs in the sewing industry.
Yes.
And many of those communities are still trying to recover from that. We've made some strides in the past several years. I think we're positioning ourselves for some economic growth with the company that's moving into the spec building. That's going to create jobs, and I honestly believe that's going to bring more industry as well.
You know, the auxiliary things that move around a small business that way sometimes are more beneficial than the original investment.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
And, you know, here in Clay County, we're positioned well in the communication industry. I think our telephone company here probably has been on the leading edge of fiber development since the early 90s when a lot of the big companies, AT&T and people like that, were going into things called DSL and things like that. They were out here stringing fiber on their telephone poles here. And I know that they've had a fiber network in place now for nearly 30 years, and that's more than I don't think the city of Nashville has anywhere near the coverage for the communications industry that we're going to have right here in Clay County.
That's true. That is true. Well, and related to that, the fact that we are a small county, a small rural county, it's actually I won't say easier. But it's once we decide to do something, we normally can get it done quicker than a large metropolitan area does.
We know that more than likely with the economic situation that we have in our state and in our country, we're never going to get that one industry that's going to hire, you know, like we had with Oshkosh and the garment industry here, where we hired people, 500-600 people, and we brought people in from all the surrounding counties, and you know, we had tremendous industry going on here. You know, I think we all realize that that's not going to happen anymore, that it's going to take a lot of small jobs.
That's true.
And that's why we need to be versatile. And I think that's one of the things that Ray was alluding to there, you know, with Cumberland Bioscience there. I think there's going to be some spinoffs and stuff that will attract to that one business, and we feel very confident of that. And I know, you know, that change is inevitable. There's no doubt about that and everything. It's how we adapt to it is an option, you know. And we want to adapt to it in the most positive way we possibly can. So I know that we had the announcement I know that is out in the paper this week about our license in place out here, our call center. And we, about in 06, 07, I guess it was in 07, it's whenever Heavy Duty, you know, made the announcement that they were leaving, and of course it was devastating. So we don't ever want to hear that and everything, but we can't just, you know, we got to try to see what we can do to overcome that. And we were very blessed. We've got VNF Transformer up there now, and they're doing well. And last count, I know Ray stays in contact with them on a regular basis, and I communicate with them occasionally and everything as well. And they're doing well, and they're looking at, you know, to improve as far as employees as time goes on and everything. We feel real good about that because they're doing what they told us they was going to do, and they wanted to make that their home base, and that's what they're looking at doing and everything. So the license in place out here, the call center, it's devastating. We hate that so bad and everything. Now it's our job to get out there and get the word out, you know, that we've got a facility that's available, accessible for that particular type of industry, and we've got qualified personnel that's ready to go. So that's I think that's where that we need to step up to the plate and make sure that we get that word out there and try to work on that. And that's the change you run into from time to time.
You know, I don't know where they're moving to, or they're moving to another state, another city, or a more of a metropolitan area, or do you have any idea what their plans are, if, you know, or if it's a cutback or something like that, or just a move?
Not really. I mean, they haven't really, as I'm aware of it, as of today, officially give us any kind of a notice as far as exactly what their plans is, other than they're just they're planning on ceasing the operations at that particular facility, I think December the 19th. And I think that maybe some of the folks that are doing, and they've had several that's been working out of their homes and stuff, I think maybe that opportunity is still going to be there for some of them, I think, now. But as far as, you know, commenting on exactly what they're doing, I can't do that because I don't know exactly any kind of official.
Well, you know, I think probably it's evolving of the communications industry, the Internet, the phone apps, all those type of things. I think, you know, the service they're providing, I think, has it's further developed along to where you can actually sit down at your cell phone and apply for a license anywhere for any state that you're in, and, you know, don't need an actual person on the other end. It's all done by software, which, you know, is just evolving of the knowledge in that field. But, you know, it'd been nice if we'd had that server here that they're going to probably be feeding all this stuff off of. I'd say probably that some electronic piece of equipment is going to take the place of about 40 or 50 people.
Yes, you're right. I agree. In response to the about what's happening with that company, the corporate office was in San Diego, California, and they had a few call centers that they had acquired over the years. But recently, they were made an offer by the state of Texas to move their corporate office to Dallas, I believe it is. And they were given multi-million-dollar incentives, tax incentives, et cetera. Again, to Dale's, Mayor Reagan's comment, we don't know too much of the details other than the impact on us. But based upon what I'm told the financial incentives were to get them to go to Texas, I expect they will be relocating quite a few of the call centers that they own back to Texas.
So, that, of course, that is in the central part of the country, and I know they service, I don't know how many states they service now, but they service them.
Quite a few, yes.
Quite a few states,
yes.
And I'm sure that probably Texas is right in the middle of their service area then.
Well, not only that, but Texas, over the past several years, has been the big dog as far as hiring businesses. They're very very blessed to have all kinds of money to play with, and they're using that money to their advantage, and I can't fault them for that. That's the way it works.
It's nice to have a hometown president.
That's right.
But I mean, that money does follow.
Money does follow.
But you know, I'm sure that we'll find someone that in that same type of field that's looking for a nice place to locate, and they will do that. Okay, now let's get back and think a little bit about, you know, about 10 years from now, when we're no longer sitting here on the corner. Okay, but before we do that, we'll take a little short break. I didn't see anybody really signal it's time to break, but I guess we'll take one here. I think we've been on here about long enough for this little section, but you know, we do need to earn some money, and I want to remind everyone real quickly before we go to break, though, that the number is 243-5574. Call in and get the answering machine to get you a free birthday or anniversary cake. So I want to remind you of that, but right now we're going to hear a few words from our sponsors.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome you back here to the corner of the historic Clay County Courthouse right here in Solana, Tennessee. This old building is fairly warm this morning for one that was built in 1870, I guess it was. I don't know what they heated with back then, but I'm sure it wasn't gas fireplaces and electric heaters. But we're managing to stay warm. And if you hear some kind of noise in the background, Frances Donaldson, as you're working this morning on our decorations for the courthouse, and she's scratching around back there doing something. We tried to get her to come in and talk, but she wouldn't come in and sit in front of the microphone. But she is in there working, and we're going to have our decorations up. We try to decorate the courthouse every year on the outside, mainly with natural leaves from holly, magnolia, and things like that. And we usually have a pretty good-looking courthouse here come Christmas time. And Frances is kind of in charge of that. And, of course, I'm going to thank her for that. But couldn't get her to come in and talk to us. But I have got two over here that sometimes we can get a word or two out of. Gentlemen, if you want to join back in, let's talk about a little bit more about our meeting tonight, and then we may wander off again on another direction.
Okay. Well, tonight is a real very good opportunity for anybody who's interested in the future of Clay County to come in, have a seat, and express your ideas that you would like to be considered for the future.
And like I said, this is going to be in the Valley Authority in charge of it, and it's a multi-step program. I know they will take ideas, and we've got consultants that put all these ideas together. And I think probably the next step is they would meet back with us at a later date with all this stuff compiled, put together, all the ideas. And I think the last one of these things I went to, they had stuff scattered all around a big room where you'd start at one side and go through. And that, here in Clay County, I'd say we would probably take a look at every community in the county and look at its assets and the things that they need, the things that need to be done in that area of the county, and try to come up with some type of plan to get those things done.
Right. The whole county needs to be involved, yes.
From the least to the smallest. We really can't express that in terms that everyone really needs to understand. We need people here at the meeting, and if your voice is not heard, your idea is never going to come to fruition if you don't show up here and give us your idea.
Well, we need everybody, just like you said. Everybody out there's got an idea, and we need the input because. I know that the position that I'm in and Ray's in, he's our economic developer and a president of the Chamber of Commerce, and as of so many other people here, he wears a lot of hats and everything, but we need, some input from everybody else because this is everybody's, it's your community, it's our county, and that's how that we could get ideas to see if what we can, and we did this, put them all on paper and look at them and everything, and then we can go and categorize them, to what we think is, how we need to approach it and everything. And like I said a moment ago, you don't start building a house unless you got a blueprint.
Absolutely.
And that's what we need. This is sort of the beginning stages of trying to get a blueprint set up and everything, and it helps us when we go to our state legislature or our federal people and everything, and we start, begging for funding, grant funds or whatever, and it's pretty close to the first thing they want to know. Said, what kind of strategic plan do you have for your county? And they want to look at some of that stuff. And a lot of folks, it may not mean a whole lot, but to them it means a whole lot and everything. And it helps us so much because we're in the process right now of applying for a CDBG. And I talked with an engineer yesterday, and he said, aren't you all 3-star certified? And I said, yes, sir, we are. And he said, well, that's good. That's give you a leg up and everything. So that stuff like that is what has been in this, our development plan and everything. And we've got to have those things in there for us to be able to, plead our case whenever we go to the state and federal level and everything.
That's a good point, Mayor, that you made earlier. We do get extra points for being 3-star certified, especially in the grant world. And also in some of the larger grants, if we have a strategic plan that the county commission has endorsed, that also gives you an advantage over other communities or over other counties for some funding.
And who knows what secret assets we have here in Clay County. As I drive down through Red Boiling Springs and I see the big water plant down there, what is that water plant based on? The fact that there was a spring down there. And I know, of course, now if you read on a lot of those bottles, it says some of that water comes from here in Salina now, from the river here in Salina. But that's what brought it in there. And, who knows what we have in the county here that people just take for granted every day and walk by that, it might be an attraction. There's so many things that can attract an industry. And we need to know about that, and also this would be a good time to canvass the county and find out some things about our citizens in the county. What are some of the special talents we have here, our level of education for the county. I know we have the census, but sometimes the canvassing we do ourselves can give us a broader idea of exactly what we have here in Clay County.
That's an excellent point, Thomas. As a matter of fact, Dr. Young, who's our 3-star director for the county, we have on our list of things to do. It's going to take some grant assistance. Is to survey our folks in our county, find out what is their background, what talents do they have, because that knowledge. If we knew who could do what, et cetera, that gives us a leg up on other counties because there's very, very few cities or counties in this state that has that knowledge on what their population talent pool is. So that's an excellent idea.
And back to the point where we were talking a moment ago about the applying for grants and stuff, and if I may, while I've got it on my mind, a lot of times I got something on my mind, I better do it. And you'll probably out in our listening audience and everything, in the next few weeks, you may be getting some phone calls from the development district. They're the ones that administers our CDBG grants, and we have to do a survey. They have to do their survey and everything whenever we're applying for these things, you know. So they're very professional, and they'll identify themselves and everything. So you'll probably be getting, you know, some phone calls in the next little bit and everything from some of those folks and everything, because you gotta. It's a process we got to go through with. And just like what Ray was talking about, if we had all this already done, we wouldn't have to do all that. We could just go back and pull it up and everything and kind of look at it like that. But we don't, but we certainly appreciate the participation of all the citizens out there to help us be able to apply for this grant. And hopefully the good Lord's will and everything, we'll get it. I feel good about it, and I think that we will and everything.
Oh, we want to warn everyone, don't give anybody your credit card number when they
No,
call.
Don't do that. Don't do that. And, you know, I'm just like everybody else, you know. I'm a little hesitant sometimes to talk to folks and everything,
yeah.
But they're very professional, and they need to identify themselves, and they will and everything.
Well, gentlemen, have we about beat this horse to death? Or I know we could probably jump on and do some other things, but it's been a pleasure having both of you sitting here with me this morning. And I hope we have provided some information for our listeners this morning. And once again, we want to remind everyone to get out tonight and get to the meeting and let your voice be heard. And let's get this train back on the correct track and get it headed toward the station that it should be going to. Gentlemen, any closing thoughts, Dale?
Well, thank you for the opportunity, as always. You know, I know I try to come up and... I think you want to fill in about our court meeting and everything. And this past Monday night was our court meeting, and it's fairly short. And we just only had a couple of resolutions on the agenda and some motions. But Mr. Norris and Mr. Young was there as well, as in, you know, encouraging the commission to be at this meeting as well. So we want to encourage everybody to come out tonight and everything. If you got an idea, don't think it ain't, you know, it's not an idea. It's too small. Just want to hear from everybody. Infrastructure is very important here in our county. That's how that we can entice companies to look our way, and that's what we need to be working on and everything to get, you know, the not only for other companies to look here, but to make it as convenient and comfortable for our citizens that lives here and the services that we provide and everything.
Okay, I want to throw one more thing out, too. I know a few weeks ago we had a little trick-or-treat thing here in the city, probably one of the more successful
Absolutely.
Little things we've had. And the merchants that I have talked to here in and around the square, and they have all said that their local traffic is up tremendously this Christmas, and they think a whole lot of this in fact that people went into their places of business that night when they had the trick-or-treat and looked around and said, oh, I didn't know we had that here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's one of these aha moments when we get people to come out.
Well, I want to take this opportunity to commend you and everybody else around here, Thomas, that's worked so hard to try to get some of the activities going again that was done, was you know, taking place several years ago when I was a little boy. At the drawings on the square and stuff, I know that y'all are working on that. You had one, and I think y'all planning on having another near next couple of weeks or so. And some of the things that, you know, like the play and all that, I know you're going to be touching on that, and your mistletoe market and all that. I know it's the other day down at the office, I think it was Tuesday, we were talking in there and somebody come in, and I told him, you know, that what all we had going on, and I think it's a couple of different things that's going on tonight, and told him I apologize because I couldn't be at both of them. And Lisa, one of the girls that works in my office, she spoke up and she said, you know what? She said, I don't hear nobody say nothing goes on in Clay County, because she said it seems like there's something going on just about every weekend and everything. There's something, and there is. And I certainly, for all those out there that have took a part in making that be possible and everything, I commend you for it, and God bless y'all, and just Lord be our helper. We'll continue to strive to do what's right, and if we do that, we'll be successful in the end.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I guess we'll take a little short break, and I think I've got another guest that's going to come in and sit in a few minutes with us, and I've got some news we need to talk about the goings on here in Clay County. We may even cross the state line with an announcement or something here in a minute, but we'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Hearing loss is a growing health issue among all ages, affecting more than 48 million people nationwide. If you or a loved one is experiencing hearing loss, now is the time to take action. Signs include turning up the volume on the TV or radio, having trouble following conversations in noisy environments, or struggling to hear while on the phone. Limit exposure to loud noises. Use ear protection when attending sports events. Learn more at hearingloss.org. A public service message from the Hearing Loss Association of America, High Health Innovations, and this station.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here at the historic Clay County Courthouse on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. I've got John Keaton sitting here with me, but before I talk to him a few minutes, we've got some other things to do. I think we might ought to go ahead and do our birthday and anniversary club. What do you think? Or you want to wait toward the end?
Yeah, let's stretch it out a couple more minutes.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll do that a little bit later.
Keep them on the edge of their seats.
Okay. We're supposed to do two today, he says.
That's right.
Since we missed
we didn't do one last week.
Okay.
He's right.
We'll get to that here in a minute. John, do you want to talk about what's going on up in Monroe County, and then I'll talk about what's going on here, or you want to go the other way?
Let's go the other way.
Okay. This is our big weekend here in Salina. I know it's a big weekend up there also. We've got a couple of things going on here. One I want to mention is Clay County's Christmas for Kids. And that's a holiday toy and clothing drive, and it's sponsored by the school's resource officers here in Clay County. And they're requesting that new and unwrapped toys or, you know, some clothing or some items like that for smaller boys and girls. And for the needy families here in Clay County to ensure that they have a joyous Christmas also. And it's the School Resource Officers Toy Drive, and you can drop off materials down at the Sheriff's Office up until December the 15th. And, of course, they say that they will accept monetary gifts if you'd like to do that. And you can give them a call at 243-3266. And also, I think, of course, the deadline for participating in this has already taken place, but there's a breakfast with Santa over at Clay County High School Saturday morning for, I think they charge like $12, but I think you had to pre-register for this, and you get a breakfast and a picture with Santa with your youngster. That's coming off. And then also at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, we'll have the mistletoe market open here in the courthouse, and I think we may have maybe 16 or 18 crafters coming in.
Oh, good.
We've got everything from broom makers, basket makers, wreaths, wood turners, just about any type of Christmas craft you can think of, hand-painted Christmas ornaments, like I said, wreaths, just all kinds of things that will be here in the market. It's probably one of the, it may shape up to be one of the best craft markets in this area in a long time. So, you know, if you're looking for that unique and different Christmas gift, that'll be the place to get it, and it'll be here from 9 to 3.
Yeah, and see, this is the These are the kind of things you can't find in the big box stores. You know, these handcrafted items that, like you said, unique is the word. So that's what you need to come down for.
And then we need to, you know, get everyone out here and, you know, we can keep growing this thing. I know we're going to fill up all the rooms downstairs here in the courtroom, and we may even have some of our crafters set up in the old courtroom Saturday if we need to. And then at 2 o'clock, our Christmas parade is scheduled to go. And look like the weatherman's going to cooperate with us. They say it's going to be raining maybe a little Saturday morning, but it's going to clear out. And I guess I am extremely honored to be chosen the Grand Marshal of the Christmas Parade this year.
You are.
Yes, I don't know. Like I said, it's an extreme honor to be able to lead the Christmas Parade this year, and I think it'll begin up on the bypass like it does every year, and it will conclude here at the courthouse, and I think there's some entertainment out on the patio here at the courthouse then, maybe some Girl Scouts or someone doing some singing and the hot chocolate and stuff like that going on.
Are you going to drive your old truck?
I think what I'd like to do is ride in the back of it, and I'm looking maybe to get me some.
You're going to trust somebody to drive
that
truck?
Yeah, I'll ride in the back, and I have maybe some of our youngsters riding back there with me, so people will have something to look at besides me.
That's a good idea, Thomas.
Kind of divert attention from myself, and then like I said, that will. And you're at the courthouse, and then our mistletoe market will hopefully still be going on when they get back. So, you know, once you get through looking at the Christmas parade, you know, come into the courthouse, and if we still have some people set up here selling some craft items. And like I said, this will be going on all day. And then at 7 o'clock Saturday night, we'll have the first performance of our courthouse Christmas. And I know John's going to be the MC for the first part
of that.
I guess.
I said I would. I've got no idea what I'm going to be doing.
Well, hopefully I've got a little script for you. We're going to tell a little bit of the story about Christmas, how Christmas came about, Santa Claus, where he came from, and then got a list of trivia about Christmas trees. I think people didn't know about Christmas trees. And then we're going to be doing a play that I guess we've kind of subnamed The Plight Before Christmas.
Hmm.
Not the night, but the plight. It's kind of based around a homeless man who's trying to get put in jail for Christmas. He needs a place to stay and
right.
a place to hang his stocking, and he runs into numerous humorous incidents trying to get locked up for Christmas. So this will be a nice night of entertainment. We've got the first half with John will be emceeing. We've got some local families singing Christmas songs, Christmas carols.
Ooh, good.
And we've got our regular Christmas choir that will be here with Miss Sandy Smith. And we've got some soloists. We've got bluegrassy sound in Christmas. We've got a whole bunch of stuff going on, I think. And, of course, I want to mention that tickets are available for this at the banks. And $5 a ticket. I mean, you can't beat that price for a good whole evening
of entertainment.
And we'll be doing that at 7 o'clock this Saturday the 6th, and then we'll have an encore performance on the 13th at the same time. So, you know, if you haven't got your tickets, you know, get over to the bank and get them. And, you know, we are limited on the seats that we can have here in the courthouse. Around 120 people is what we can get in each time, and it is up in the courtroom, and we've redecorated it and got the scenes up, and it's going to look a little different than it does when we had court up there, so we'd like to invite everyone out for that. And, John, if you would, I think you've got some stuff that you want to talk about a little bit.
Well, I won't, because we covered a lot of, we do Monroe Monday in Tompkinsville. We covered a lot of it there. We've got a lot of goings on Friday night. We're going to have people see Randy at the station. He keeps me straight with all this stuff with the times and everything. I just kind of know what's going to happen. We're going to have the high school band in front of the courthouse playing. We're going to have a couple of choirs at the banks. They're going to Frozen, I guess, is a animated movie. I haven't seen it, but there's going to be actors doing that. And then after that, Youth Theater is going to, the old auditorium is going to have a play there too. So it's kind of like here, you know, it's just entertainment all over the place. Our parade, I believe, starts at 10 over there, and just a lot of goings on.
You're going to be finished before we get ready to really get started, except with our mistletoe market, of course.
Right.
We're not going to be competing on that that much, but...
well, and, you know, and I mean...
Our people, they run back and forth.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're just a hop, skip, and a jump away, so attend as much as you can, and, you know, if you're listing in Tompkinsville, come on over here and visit, and people here go on over there and visit.
Yeah, I know a lot of our folks always attend the events going on over there, and we always have a lot of folks attending our events.
That's right.
Over here from over
well,
Monroe
we
and the surrounding counties in
we
Kentucky.
We were talking about the Halloween thing a little while ago. We had a lot of Monroe County people over here. So, yeah, just enjoy yourself. It's Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, we... You have what, Randy?
Send us a message.
Okay, the Christmas Expo? you'll have to excuse the casualness of this thing sometimes. We're talking back and forth to the engineer.
Like I said, he's the one who keeps me straight on all this stuff. I just sort of float around.
Well, I know we still got some time, John.
Well, you know, I would like to. You know, you're talking about beating a dead horse with the future planning thing that's going on tonight. The horse isn't quite dead yet because I got to get on this. You know, Ray Norris is here, Mayor Reagan is here, and they're officials, so they have to be kind of delicate with what they say and everything. I don't.
We don't.
That's right. And the thing is, I visit with a lot of merchant owners here. And not just here, but in Tompkinsville, all over the place. And you always hear him saying, oh, they should do this, they should do that. Tonight is the night that you can get your voice heard. Like they said, and I'm just reiterating is what I'm doing, is that you've got the opportunity tonight. So if you don't take that opportunity, don't sit back and bellyache about something, because you had the chance to do it. So get out there. It's at 6:30. It's at the high school. Is it the gymnasium?
With the cafeteria.
Okay, cafeteria.
It's the commons area there at Clay County High School.
And it's not just for merchant owners, it's for citizens. You know, if you're wondering why this road's not fixed or what's going to happen, is there going to be a bypass, is there going to be this and this and this, get out there and let them know that you're interested. Things just came back from Detroit last weekend, and it's not just small communities. The whole country is feeling the pinch of technology, and that's what's happening. Everything is changing. We're never going to go back to the 1960s and early 70s. We've got to find a way to reinvent ourselves. And the way to do that is the opportunity that you're given tonight. Let yourself be heard. And I think the horse is about dead.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but, you know, I remember the old thing about we killed a deer, but Grandpa shot it.
That's right.
I mean, you know, and it's time that we all got in on everything. And it's like John just said, this meeting tonight is not necessarily just a meeting to throw out ideas. It's to ask people about ideas or ask county officials or members of the three-star committee or Ray or Dale. You know, it's to ask them questions about things that concerns you have.
Everything gets started with an idea.
And, you know, that your concern may be a concern of a lot of people. And, you know,
right.
Complaining about concerns don't help.
Nope.
But if you'll question someone about your concern, and you may find out, hey, you know what, I'm not in this boat by myself. There's somebody else back there having to bail water out of this thing before it sinks.
And once something gets explained to you, it may give you a whole different perspective on how things are done. But anyhow, the point I'm trying to make is tonight, 6:30, and just, you know, bring your ideas with you.
You know, like I said, it's time to quit complaining and start doing.
That's right. That's right. We used to have a saying, but I can't say it on the radio. Well, we better get to the birthdays.
I guess we had. Once again, this is time for our birthday and anniversary club that is sponsored by the local Dairy Queen, the Grill and Chill store here in Salina. And I think we still got some certificates
that's what
over there.
I was looking for. I thought I failed
think,
to bring them.
We have, actually, we're going to do a couple today. And I want to remind everyone, I've got one again this morning that the first one I'm going to mention is Addison, and that's all I got was her name. And I tried to call the number left, and I'm sure These were working parents, and they're not home during the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But Addison is celebrating a birthday sometime within the past 2 weeks, but I'm sorry we don't have Addison's last
name.
Well,
and sometimes people will actually forget to give you the date.
Yeah. But we do have a few this morning. We have from the Union Hill community, Barbara Hale Likens and her family, a happy birthday. And also a young lady celebrating her 18th birthday. That's a big time.
That's right.
Big time. And that is Zoe Birdwell. And her mother called in and said, you know, the entire family would like to wish her a happy 18th birthday. And also we have Thomas Smith. Wish happy birthday, I guess, from Mutt Smith. And the next one's kind of a special one for me. Willie and Emma D. McLaren celebrated their 73rd anniversary.
Wow.
On November the 30th. They've been married for 73 years.
Good
and
gracious.
Their youngest daughter, Nina Pearl Smith, called that one in. And I don't know if she wants me to mention her name or not, but shucks, I just did. Sorry about that. And also another anniversary we had was Carolyn and Bart Cunningham on November the 26th. I got to remember we got 2 weeks in here.
That's right.
Some of these, I thought, hey, these are out of date.
Yeah, because of Thanksgiving last week, we didn't have a broadcast.
And also within the past 2 weeks, Anna Savage has celebrated a birthday. And also Jane Miller and Imogene Brown on December the 4th celebrating a birthday. So, and we have one other special one here, and I think the note I got on them was that they were going to call in the radio station or already had called in, and that is the birthday is actually, we might put this one in maybe next week's drawing, but it's for Paul Cricket Strong, who will be 84 on December the 7th. And we'll not put him in the drawing. They said we shouldn't put it in anyway since they'd called up TV and they were sure that they'd win up there.
Oh, is that right?
Because they're also, Paul and Christine are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. They were actually married on December the 8th, but on December the 6th from 3 to 5 up at Tompkinsville. I know they live out on the Brimstone Road, I guess you're in Clay County. I don't know, the old mill road out that way. They live out there, but I guess they have a lot of relatives and friends up in Tompkinsville in that area, and they're celebrating up there December the 6th from 3 to 5 up there at the Wellness Center. So we'll say, Paul, we might even mention his birthday again next week. He may deserve 2 weeks.
Yeah, his birthday, I believe, is on a Friday, and their anniversary is on a Saturday.
Yeah, so those folks, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I know, like I said, they're out the road here from us, and they're going to call in both places. But, John, I think probably I read these off in no particular order. If you'll just, maybe the first number, don't do like...
like Kathy did? Yeah.
Like Kathy did.
Okay, let's say number 2 and number 7, whatever that is.
Okay. Number 7 is Jane Miller, and I go to church with Jane. Actually, her husband's a minister there at the Miles Church of Christ, so we'll throw that little plug in there also. So, and I know she probably won't get to eat a whole lot of the cake because probably someone will take it away from her, and I think maybe there's only two of them living in the household, so you can guess who'll be eating most of the cake.
Yeah.
And the other one is Zoe Birdwell, so for her 18th birthday, she'll be receiving a Dairy Queen cake also. And I want to remind everyone once again that the answering device number here is 5574, 243-5574. You know, and speak slowly. And it doesn't make me mad if you spell the names out.
That's right.
You know, just nice and slow. So we don't like to miss anyone because we do realize that these are important dates for folks. And
sure they are.
Everyone likes to hear their name on the radio.
72 years anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's, like I said, that's my aunt and uncle.
Oh,
and of course. My Uncle Willie's one. He's the gentleman that makes...
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, once again, it's time to put the horse back in the barn since we didn't hardly get him beat to death. And want to remind everyone that we'll be back here again next week and we'll be on with a rebroadcast tonight. But, you know, once again, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.